KW4FCM.
N4ZLK.
Nippy here in TR. How are you doing, W4FCM?
I'm coming from Marietta, getting ready to go through TR. It's been nippier. Feels pretty good this morning. Nice and clear, and looks like a beautiful sunrise.
I open the door and in my silky pajamas about 3 inches, sitting here watching come up. Yeah, I love seeing. They've been especially beautiful. Remind me of the ones in South Africa. We're missionaries there. They were gorgeous. The oranges and reds, but you're right, beautiful day. No frost, so just nippy. And what, 82 Saturday, so wow. Up and down, W4FCM.
It's been absolutely amazing since the hurricane went through. It's like it sucked all the moisture and keeping everything beautiful here. But how long did you spend in South Africa?
We were 6 years missionaries in a little country called Swaziland. I speak Swati. My name is Shlanganisa. You look at my wife is Busisiwe. So we were there 6 years, Kingdom of Swaziland. I had one daughter born over there. The Ugandan doctor delivered her. Love it. And March in Africa. Once you've been there, you just can't imagine the beauty. I love the Swazi people. W4FCM.
Guy who was, his family were missionaries in Africa. I said I grew up. We knew the family, and they would come back every 4 years. Now he's a pastor out in California. But I also have another friend, a guy I went to school with, who's there. He and his wife are there in South Africa now. I don't know if they live in Johannesburg, but they're over there working with radio, television, that, and music and that kind of thing over there in South Africa.
Well, a small world. Yeah, we did furlough every 4 years. And yeah, we were with Trans World Radio the first 4 years. I was headmaster of the school. Then wrote stories for the children, did puppets. And we loved Joburg. We've been there so many times. And Cape Town, hard to describe the beauty of Cape Town. And right there, the Atlantic Pacific Ocean meet. But yeah, if you ever get a chance to go, by all means go to Zimbabwe, Zambia, Swaziland, Lesotho. Just a beautiful part of the world and such sweet people. Changed a lot since we were there, Shane. It's got a little more radical, but I'd love to go back. But down the world, that'd be for FCM.
I know this Vend Africa says it's a lifetime experience and it's beautiful. This friend of mine, the family that grew up there, one of his sisters still runs an orphanage there in Africa. I can't remember where exactly they are. I used to know it. They're in the French-speaking part of Africa. Wish I could remember anyway, but she runs an orphanage there called Jonathan's House, and they take care of a lot of children there.
It may be Ghana up in that area if they speak French.
I don't think it is Ghana, but I could be wrong. I'm familiar with Ghana. I just don't know if that's the place. But anyway, yeah, it's quite a country, and I've heard that the people are just amazing.
But this Spitty Cobra stand up looking eye to eye. I won't take time now. Stepped on a buff adder in the house. And on and on and on. Just every day was an adventure. They'd go out and say, God, just get me home tonight. So, but just like I love the people. So sweet. W4FCM.
Kind of a little bit like Australia out in the bush. Everything is designed to kill you at some point. It would be an adventure.
That's a good way to put it. That's exactly how I felt. Like a man against nature every day. But I took my little Honda, a cycle, and get on it. I'd go all day long until I run out of gas. And every dog had never seen a white person would come at me with teeth showing. And I'd go, teeny, 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 big, please speak to the dog. I felt bad when they come up with a stick and beat the stuffings out of it. But yeah, I don't want you to do that. Just get him off of me. W4FCM.
Funny. I hope you timed the running out of fuel when you were close to home again, because my grandfather, now he's from England, my mother's from England, and he would ride his bike, and long after he retired, he was in his 70s, early 80s, he would get on his bicycle and just ride, and then he'd have to call someone to come pick him up. He'd be 2 or 3 hours away. He's too tired to come home.
Couldn't have gone out. Would not have done. I pushed it before. Learned the time eventually because little XL 175 got a lot of mileage, but Eventually, I'd run out of gas. You're saying I could talk to you all day about it. Won't tie up that long, but yeah, look at my Facebook page. See some African pictures. Witch doctor named all five demons in her. Jumped off the ground 5 feet, bouncing in the air, screaming, "Get my power from Jesus!" I said, "Why is this Swati? No, you don't." My daughter fell, scratched her leg. She picked her up, taking her out to do some muti, African medicine. I said, "No, no, no, you're not taking her out." Yeah, I won't tie it up and bore you with all these stories of before I see him.
A lot of good memories. I'll have to check out your Facebook page. Hope you have a good day, and I won't hold you either. And maybe your son will come in here. Enjoy your day, Fred. Nice to chat with you this morning. W4FCM and 4ZLK.
Always enjoy hearing you. Thanks for calling me. Let me know I'm getting out. W4FCM sign.